Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Repeat these statements. I will have a great job. I will be promoted to a better role. I will work under a better boss. I will have a salary increase. Now manifest that dream career and make it a reality. Tara! Apply na sa Job Street. Over 30,000 verified companies ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Part-time? No experience? Fresh grad? Kung job security ang hanap sa Job Street, siguradong may opportunity na para sa iyo. Abangan din ang quarterly virtual career fair kung saan maaari kang makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance pa na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. At kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong kumpanya or business, sagot ng Job Street ang hiring mo. Over 30,000 companies ang nagtiwala sa Job Street upang makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. Watch your career manifestations become a reality and get hired with Job Street.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. How can you answer the question, what is your dream job? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. If you're listening to this podcast and currently naghahanap ka ng job or gusto mo nang lumipat ng job, this is your sign. Deserve mo rin ang malaking sweldo at deserve mo rin ang mabait na boss. Deserve mo rin ang makataong workload, kaya deserve mo ang makahanap ng mas magandang job opportunity. Simulan mo na yan with Job Street. With over 70,000 jobs available monthly, siguradong makakahanap ka ng trabaho kahit ikaw ay walang experience, fresh grad, work from home, o kung gusto mo ng part-time o freelance work. Deserve mo ang mas magandang future at kung naghahanap ka ng trabaho, maaari mo ring abangan ang virtual career fair kung saan maaari kang makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance ka pa na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. Kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado for your company or business, sagot na rin ng Job Street ang hiring mo for free. Over 30,000 companies ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street para makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. At dahil sa Job Street, deserve mo ang maayos na hanap buhay, hanap mo man ang trabaho o empleyado, sulit ang pagod at effort mo dahil panigurado may darating na para sa iyo. Register at Job Street today. What should you say if you're asked, what is your dream job? Now, before I give you some of the sample answers or yung breakdown of options that you have, let me start off by saying something that I've been telling you since the beginning ng podcast na ito. Do not lie, okay? So if this isn't your dream job, ibig sabihin yung ina-applyan mo right now is not your dream job, don't say that it is. People can see right through it kung niloloko nyo lang sila, if you're just pretending that you're interested dun sa post na yun or sa company na yun. Baka ito pa nga yung mag-prompt sa kanila to ask you why ito yung dream job mo, no? At kung hindi ka ready with your answer kasi hindi mo naman na-research ng maigi yung company or again, niloloko mo lang sila, baka eventually, di ba, makatch ka dun sa lie na yun and it can even lose you that opportunity. So again, don't lie. So what you could do instead, diba? Instead of saying that this is my dream job, this is my dream company, you can focus on 1, 2, 3, or even all 4 of these E's. Okay, so I made sure na matatandaan niyo siya ng mas maigi. So all of them start with an E. Okay, now the first E is effort. Okay, now think about effort. Paano natin yun i-connect? What is your dream job? You can focus on the kind of effort that you want to put in. Okay, so you could answer by saying something like, I want a job where I can use all of my skills, hone them, and even gain more. Okay, so again, you're focusing on the effort that you're trying to put in doon sa job na yon. Now again, whether i-hire kita sa kumpanya na ito, again, whether dream job mo to o hindi, napakalinaw sa akin na kung ang pangarap mo is a job where you can use your skills, ibig sabihin nun, you are someone who really wants to exhaust yung kanilang effort. Gusto ninyong mag-contribute positively to wherever you may be. You want a job na magagamit yung mga skills mo. You want a job kung saan matututo ka. And because you have that teachability and you have that availability and that willingness to work, plus points yun sa inyo. Okay? So again, the first E is focus on the effort. The effort that you're willing to put in dun sa dream job mo and what that effort will do in return para sa'yo. Kung ano yung magiging benefit niya sa'yo. Again, in that case, it's a way for you to gain more skills. So yung parang relationship lang ng effort and education, effort and excellence, nandun siya dun sa statement na yon. Okay, so again, that could be one of your options. I want a job where I can use my skills, excel, gain more skills, di ba? Kung saan ka pwedeng mag-contribute ng iyong effort. Now, the second E, when it comes to answering the question, what is your dream job, is about expectations. Okay? Now, medyo, pwede natin siya ikabit doon sa sagot natin about effort, no? Your expectations naman is about what you want from the company. So you could say something like, it would be better if my efforts will then be rewarded, not just by monetary rewards or by bonuses, but I want my efforts to be rewarded through acknowledgement, through more opportunities, through more responsibilities. Okay? So again, effort, ngayon, expectations. Now you're setting expectations sa kung ano yung itsura ng reward system kapag ikaw ay pumasok sa isang dream job. You want a dream job where you can use your skills and that could acknowledge naman yung contribution nyo rin. Now, masama ba to ask for this? Masama ba for you to set expectations if you're trying to get into a company or trying to get a job? Now, my answer to that would be, no, hindi yun masama. Okay? Hindi yun masama at all. If anything, it helps weed out din yung mga institutions or mga companies na hindi pala good fit for you. Kasi if they're not the type of team naman or the type of boss who is willing to reward you or to fulfill that expectation, then maybe mas maganda nga na hindi mo makuha tong opportunity na to para libre ka to explore other options. You know, one thing I always tell you is that every rejection could be a detour. And it can actually be better for you. A closed door can help you lead to the right door for you. Imagine natin, no, kung lahat ng unang trabaho na in-applyan natin, pumasok tayo, or lahat ng in-applyan natin trabaho na nakuha tayo, mahihirapan tayo to make decisions. And we don't really know that. Now, as someone who believes in God and in purpose and in direction, sa akin, I take each rejection as a way to point me towards the right direction. Now, I may not have experienced yung rejection pagdating sa job application, pero pagdating naman sa, sabihin natin, ibang mga deals that I've faced in my life or even other opportunities, medyo naranasan ko naman yan. And I'm grateful, sa totoo lang, for those closed doors kasi nararating ko kung saan ako dapat nandun. So again, you can set expectations. So first two, again, you have effort and expectations. Pwede nyo rin yun pagdugtungin. So right at this point, you could say something like a job where I can use my skills, hone them, and gain more. And it would be better if my efforts will then be rewarded. Now, paano naman kung gusto mo pa yung dagdagan? Again, I promised you 4 E's and we're going to talk about 2 more in a bit. Pagod ka na bang maloko? Takot ka na bang ma-scam at ayaw mong mabudol pagdating sa trabaho? Siguraduhin mong legit ang pinapasukan mo. At buti na lang, nandito na ang Job Street. Over 30,000 verified companies ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Kaya whether part-time, walang experience, fresh grad, o job security na ang iyong hanap sa Job Street, siguradong may opportunity na para sa iyo. Pwede mo ring abangan ang mga quarterly virtual career fair kung saan maaari kang makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance pa na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. At kung nalilito ka sa paggawa ng resume, kabado sa interview, hindi alam kung paano ine-negotiate ang sweldo, sa career tools ng Job Street, gagabayan ka kung paano ang pinakamabuting paraan para alagaan ang iyong career. Click on the link in my description dito sa episode na ito para ma-access ang tools na yan. At kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong company, libre rin ang hiring at ang job posting sa Job Street. Over 30,000 companies ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street para makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. Sa Job Street, walang scam, budol o panluloko. Hanap mo man ay trabaho o empleyado. Sulit ang pagod at effort mo dahil panigurado, may darating na para sa iyo. Register at Job Street today. Can you still remember the days, those harsh days na you were applying for a job that you really wanted? Yung tipong sobrang prepared ka na, nakapolo ka pa with all the documents in your hands, medyo nanginginig pa yung kamay mo kasi naka-anxious ka. Pero mas nakaka-anxious talaga kapag dumating ka sa ganong situations, tapos hindi ka prepared for your future kasi hindi mo choice yung job that you're applying for. But not anymore, because with Job Street, you can go over thousands of jobs and just apply for those you really want. You can download their app or go to their website and sign up for free. Over 30,000 verified companies na ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Kaya whether part-time, no experience, fresh grad, o job security na ang hanap mo ngayon, sa Job Street, siguradong may opportunity na para sa'yo. Pwede mo rin abangan ang mga quarterly virtual career fair nila kung saan maaari ka makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance ka na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. Kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong company or business, sagot na rin ng Job Street ang hiring mo. Join over 30,000 companies who trust Job Street para makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. Kaya hanap mo man ay trabaho o empleyado, sulit ang pagod at effort mo dahil panigurado may darating para sa'yo. Register at Job Street today. You can also check out the link sa description ng podcast ngayon. Alright, so let's jump back in. 3rd E na tayo. You can talk about the environment. Okay? So again, kung medyo you feel a little bit iffy, demanding yung reward for your effort, you can focus on describing the kind of environment naman that your dream job will have. So you could say something like, being in a good work environment matters more to me. Now, sa totoo lang, pwede mo siya idugtong dun sa unang dalawa nating sagot kanina. Sabi natin, di ba, effort, a job where I can use my skills, hone them, and gain more. Tapos, again, optional to, yung second part, expectations. Pero kung gusto niyo itong sabihin, maganda idugtong natin yung next agad. Tinan nyo ha, listen to me. It would be better if my efforts will then be rewarded, but I find that being in a good work environment matters more. Okay, so again ha, you're just telling them, okay sa akin yung may expectations, yung may reward system, pero kung hindi naman yun promised, being in a good work environment matters more. And then, pwede mong dugtungan ng, it's good to work with people who have the same values and strive towards the same goals. Okay, so again, focus on describing the kind of work environment that you want to be part of. Yun yung 3rd tip natin. Now, after that, you can talk about effect. Okay, ano yung difference ng effort sa effect? Effort is what you're willing to put in. Effect is what makes you want to put that effort in. Okay, ano ibig sabihin nun? gusto mo ba na may mas malalim na ibig sabihin yung ginagawa mo? Do you want to work for a company that has the same purpose, has the same advocacy as you do? Do you want to work for a company that would create an impact that you feel is necessary para sa mundong ito? Now, if ang answer mo doon ay yes, and again, you're not just trying to get hired just for a paycheck, then you may want to add the fourth E, effect. How do you say that? You can say it like this. Goals that will bring positive change not just to the company and its employees, but to the world too. Okay? So parang yun yung landing natin. So again, if you want to construct the entire thing, parang tatamaan natin yung four E's. You can say, my dream job is a job where I can use my skills, hone them, and gain more. And it would be better if my efforts will be rewarded. But I find that being in a good work environment matters more. It's good to work with people who share the same values and strive towards the same goals. Goals that will bring positive change not just to the company and its employees, but to the world too, or to the world as well. Now, I know may pagkaparang pageant yung sagot, no? Parang memorized na siya talaga, tuloy-tuloy siya, no? Pero that is my answer kasi. That's a general answer that I could give. But you can tailor fit yung answer ninyo to what you truly believe in. Babalik tayo dun sa original point natin, which is you shouldn't lie. You should just talk about what you care about. So if your dream job is one that could just provide enough for you and your family, that's not bad. That's not a worse dream kung ganun. You just need to be honest. And you need to be honest with yourself. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, baka hindi naman to tanungin sa akin, so I don't need to answer this for myself, no? Pero sa tingin ko, it's actually an important question to answer whether naghahanap ka ng trabaho ngayon o hindi. Kasi if you're able to describe your dream job, it could help you point yourself towards the right direction, yung path na patutunguhan nyo talaga. And it can also help you face the reality ng sitwasyon mo. If you're working for a paycheck right now, you can go back to your purpose. You can go back to your description of a dream job. Kasi kung ano yung sagot mo dyan, that could give you more meaning dun sa daily grind that you're doing right now. Okay? So again, what is your dream job? Your answer can vary. That's perfectly fine. Ang importante is you get to ask those questions. Okay? So that's my encouragement for all of you. Your answer may be different than mine. You don't need to memorize again what I told you guys. Baka mamaya, parang everything is learning experience. Lahat kayo, yun at yun din ang gamitin. I've had a few HR friends then and even followers tell me na pag narinig daw nila sa aplikante nila yung everything is a learning experience, alam na nila kung saan ang galing. Pero you don't need to memorize the entire thing. Ang importante, you have a format na of what to follow. Alright? So I'm hoping nakatulong to sa inyo. If you want more job interview tips or career tips, go ahead and hit follow. We're here sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you get your podcast. We post a new podcast episode every week. So if ayaw nyo ma-miss, go ahead and hit follow. You can also reach out to us directly through the Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyka. That's TAMLYQA. Para mahanap nyo yon. And you can send your own questions. We will be answering some of the questions that you sent in para mas situational tayo at mas wak sa pangangailangan ninyo soon. So go ahead and message us through the Facebook page. Sa lahat din ng mga nag-reach out to tell me na na-hire na sila or nakakuha na sila ng trabaho or ng opportunities for themselves, maraming salamat for sharing your stories. It helps me stay motivated sa paggawa ng mga content na ito. Kasi again, the purpose of this podcast naman talaga is to help you land your dream job. And however that may look for you, I hope that as long as it helps more people, as long as it provides meaning to your life, you get to that point. Alright? And yan muna for now. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.